I real quick some competition on YouTube. Town celebration on the green horse. Round the barrels. Just once.
Was it fun?
Oh. Fun?
I always thought it was
fun. It was always fun. Didn't matter what I did, it was always fun.
I always wished my parents had horses.
Oh.
I just
oh, it was so fun to ride horses. Oh, get out there, go fiddling around wherever. Well, that's what we. No, just hadn't been on a horse to go to church. Lots of times, and then lots of times we just walked, but we never had no saddle.
Just
bareback. We went bareback, but most of the time we just walked. Being here. Mostly walking. Well, I don't know. Riding horses and we go in the wagon, you know, with the wagon and horses. We'd go up to see Grandma Yola with the wagon and horses lots of times in the evening. My dad's mother. And oh, she's the grandest lady. Father's mother.
She's not the one that just.
Oh no.
That
was my mom.
That was your mom.
That was my mom. But Grandma Yola always had some bread for us. If she didn't have any bread, she made the best light bread and baking powder biscuit that just melt in your mouth. And if she didn't have any on hand, which seemed to coming. Go in and get the flour out there in the pan and start to stir it up. And she always had jam. They had some plum trees there in the yard, you know, and she always had jam. That plum jam was the best stuff. And I can't imagine where she got the sugar to do the jam with, you know, because everything was so hard to buy. I mean, they didn't have any money. I don't know. But she always had bread and jam. I said, they say the more you give away, the more you have, you know. And that must have been true with her. It was true with her because she always had some. We always went there for Christmas. We'd have Christmas dinner up there always. Then we went there on the 24th of July. That was her birthday. We always went up to Grandma Yola's birthday.
Was her husband alive then?
No.
So was just Grandma that lived by herself?
It was just Grandma. Yeah.
What did she have?
In the log house in Princeton. And I remember one celebration. We had a nickel to spend. If we got a quarter, we were just always on top of the world. I had a nickel this day to spend, and I went downtown. It's just a block away, block and a half away from where she lived. But there was some Cracker Jack, you know, these boxes of Cracker Jack that you have to pay how much for now? 20, 39, 59 or something cents. Anyhow, they were a nickel. A nickel for a box of Cracker Jack. So I thought, well, there's where the nickel goes. I love popcorn. And so I bought me this box of Cracker Jack. And them days, they had a nice present inside. Nowadays, it's just a little old teeny thing that you can just well throw in the stove. It's no good. But anyhow, it was a nickel in it. There was a nickel in that box of Cracker Jack.
She got it free.
So I got the Cracker Jack free. And I thought, oh dear. I thought that was quite a prize I had. Got a nickel.
Well, that's fun. So when
they always had a parade on the 24th of July up there. A parade, and then afterwards at the church, we'd have a program. And a big barrel, big wooden barrel, one of and filled with lemonade. And everybody, the one, would come drink lemonade. It was free.
Well, that's smart.
It was. It was fun. We listened to the program.